Cooley 5 points, Newtown Blues a single point, and here they come now. Could be a chance on. Here's Andy McDonald, goes for goal, back in the net from Andy McDonald. Oh, would you believe it, what a response from the Blues right at the other end. Aegon McGuinness having scored Cooley's 5th point, and right from the kick out, Newtown Blues sending the ball down, walking it down the field very quickly. But Andy McDonald, the county man, well, he has really put Newtown Blues back into this game, and all of a sudden it's down to a single point between the teams now. We didn't mention the gaps there and the worries in that Cooley full back line, and what damage if the ball is played down there. Cooley got away with it with Robert Carr's effort. They didn't get away with it on that occasion. John Kermode now moving forward with it on the 45-meter line, looking ahead of him. He's going to go himself. John Kermode sends it inside the short pass. Here's Jimmy Murray. Jimmy Murray in towards the substitute Conor Brannigan. Oh, back of the net, goal for the Blues, and it's a substitute Conor Brannigan who rattles the back of the net. An inspired substitution, you'd have to say. And Conor Brannigan, well, we might be talking about Andy McDonald and Colm Judge, but it's a substitute Conor Brannigan. That was a nice move. John Kermode very much involved in the build up, and it was Conor Brannigan, the man at the end of it, that could well be curtains for Cooley. The full time whistle goes, and Newtown Blues are Laird Senior Football Champions for 2013. No question at all about the merits of this particular win. Over the 60 minutes, the better of the teams. Cooley playing in fits and starts, had their moments in the game, but you always just felt that there was more to come from the Blues.